month that's blessed. Ramadan's the best. Good deeds are done, and with Hood Hood, it's fun. It's a month of blessings, I'm sure you'll get your share. So do good deeds and show that you care. Hood Hood, keeping you company this Ramadan on Radio Islam.
Hide me! Quick, hide me!
What's happening now?
They're coming for me!
Huh?
Oh, my word! I'm gonna be burned at month's meat! Quick, Hood Hood, read Kalima before they eat you alive! This is almost as bad as war!
What on earth did you get yourself into now?
Nothing! It's my crazy friends! I can't even call them friends! Now I know what the Prophet went through!
War? Prophets? What's going on, Hood Hood? Come, let me check your temperature.
How can I come out? If they see me, they'll eat me alive.
Oh dear, you sound like you're being chased by cannibals.
Worse than that. 1 minute, they're your friends. The next minute, they want to eat you. They're worse than the wolf from Red Riding Hood.
Oh, Hood Hood, come out of the cupboard. You'll suffocate inside that shoebox. And then you'll be ant parfait.
Min, you always got jokes when I'm in trouble.
Hey, you're always making trouble.
What trouble? I'm trying to follow the footsteps of the Anbiya by encouraging the Junglis to fast and be better Muslims. Now they want to kill me.
Who wants to kill you?
Imi Elephant and Farouk Fox.
But they're your friends.
That's what I thought.
Knowing you, Hood Hood, you must have done something.
I love them because they're my bestest friends. And I want them to be with me in Jannah. I'm trying to tell them to fast. They don't want to listen. Today, I taught them a lesson and fixed them up.
Oh dear, I don't even want to know what you did. Come sit down, have some water. It's still suhoor time.
Let me tell you. Imi Elephant's a worse. He's so greedy. He said he's going to fast, but it's hard because he loves food so much.
Of course. Look at his size. Allah has made it that he has to eat all day long to live.
That's why last week I tied him up. He's so scallum. Even when he's tied up, he used his trunk to steal food from the tree and eat it. And Farouk is a crook. He said he'll be happy to fast because after suhoor, sleep the whole day. That cunning fox, he makes like he's sleeping. When I go to school, he eats when I'm not there. When I come back from school, he pretends like he's fasting and he's so hungry.
But Hood Hood, they're animals. They're not supposed to be fasting. That's oppression.
What oppression? Imi Elephant is so fat. He can't even work. He oppresses himself. I'm helping him be healthy.
Ya Khuda, why am I not surprised? So what did you do?
I tried my best to teach them the virtues of fasting. They weren't even listening. So I decided to test them, to see if they're sincere after they promised.
And how exactly does one check the sincerity of another? Do you have x-ray vision to see into their hearts?
It was simple. I left food in the yard before school and now it's all finished.
I see. So the food is finished and you assumed it was Imi the Elephant and Farouk Fox who went against their promises and ate the food.
I left the food with the Malgota. Now they have diarrhea. Coincidence? I don't think so.
My butterflies, we can see two very important lessons from little Hood Hood. Firstly, Islam has safeguarded the rights of the creation of Allah. And until the day of Qiyamah, we have to treat our animals kindly. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam always taught us to be kind to animals. A woman got Jannah just for feeding a dog. And second, we cannot and should never hold others to our standards. Every individual worships Allah according to their capacity. Help each other, push each other, but never judge each other. Especially in the month of Ramadan, encourage each other and motivate and never believe that you're better than others.